European Union not seeking to mediate Ukraine war, EU Council President says. The European Union won't mediate discussions between Ukraine and Russia in any future negotiations to end the now 5-year-long war between the two countries, European Council President Antonio Costa said June 19. The European Union is not, and we do not intend to be, mediators, Costa said during a press conference in Brussels after a European Union leaders' summit. We have been with Ukraine through the war, and we will be with Ukraine after the war. Costa said the EU is also not clear whether Russia wants to engage in serious negotiations at this time. His office is working to establish a diplomatic channel, he said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks in Brussels June 18th with NATO and EU leaders and the German and Ukrainian defense ministers. Costa said the talks resulted in the EU taking a historic step in its commitment to support Ukraine and work toward a lasting peace for the country. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was encouraged by this week's discussions and the agreement to roll over Russian sanctions for another 12 months. Ukraine and Europe want peace, von der Leyen said during the press conference. The only one consistently choosing violence is Russia. Von der Leyen stressed the importance of the EU's latest sanctions, which she said could force Russia to resume talks. Sooner or later, Russia will have to come to the negotiation table, notably through the pressure of our sanctions, von der Leyen said during the press conference. When that moment comes, we need a united European message. Zelensky said he appreciated the EU's support. The EU stands united. They're doing a great job, Zelensky stated in a post on X. Putin doesn't want to stop, and all his talk about seeking peace is nothing but lies. Ukraine also held a Ukraine Defense Contact Group meeting on June 19 with 9 countries about receiving weapons and equipment. Zelensky said the countries agreed to provide more F-16 fighter jets. The Ukrainian president said he believes negotiations with Russia will resume, but isn't sure about the format. Europeans are in favor of it being a joint track with the Americans, Zelensky wrote. And everyone also supports the track we have proposed. I believe in a bilateral meeting. But it's important that partners are present. Ukraine is giving Russians the choice of what format to use. Zelensky said Ukraine wants security guarantees after the war is over and membership in the European Union, Zelensky said. Conflict continued in the war between the two countries this week. Ukraine struck a major Moscow oil refinery June 19th for the second time using dozens of drones. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin confirmed a refinery had been hit, along with a nearby shopping mall. Flames and smoke could be seen in a nearby suburb. The attack came 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump met privately with Zelensky at the G7 summit in France and urged Putin to help end the conflict. Russia should make a deal, Trump said. Russia has lost tremendous amounts of people, and so has Ukraine. Putin was in Kazan on June 18th hosting leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, seeking to boost businesses and other ties with the region. The Russian leader said earlier this month that Russia was open for a compromise on the war in Ukraine in line with understandings reached in a meeting with Trump in Alaska, but that Ukraine needed to accept the compromises to make a deal and end the conflict.